Alright, what's up everybody? This is episode 36 of Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda.
Xavier Fuente.
And
what's going on, guys?
We have a mic now. I know you guys can't see it because we're not live today, but we have a mic and we're going to test it out and see what happens so you guys can tell us what's up in the comments. If you guys can do that for us and see if the sound quality is better or if it's good enough with the microphone or if it doesn't make a difference. I would like to know that as well. But we're waiting on Benjamin to see if he's going to be able to make it in today or come in with us and do the podcast, but we're not 100% sure. But we got Javier up in the house and myself, so...
I was just saying, like, you know, going to the store.
There's Benjamin. He got here right on time. We're like a minute in, bro.
Like they say, like the new norm right now of like going to the stores and like waiting.
I fucking hate waiting, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, you can ask Benjamin. I can't do shit because I don't have time, you know. So I got with the times that I do stuff, like I gotta be in and out as quick as possible.
Right.
And you know, like so. Even before all this COVID stuff, I would just go to the point, you know, eat, get what I need to get, and let's go.
We says vámonos.
I don't got time.
I like to go in there, take my time. Like my wife, she's the same way. Like she likes to go in and out, and that's it.
Me too, because of the time factor. Because sometimes if you're in, you can stay in the store for like an hour or two, bro, and that's an hour or two that I don't have to be, like, you know, like I already have enough things on my plate to be being in a store looking at shit that I'm probably not gonna buy, unless it's on clearance or something.
Yeah.
You know. So.
What about you, Ben? You like the like you said, the new norm?
No, it's not the same. You know, you walk in there. Everybody's got their face mask on, you know.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah. You know, you might have one or two. And, you know, I did go recently, too.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they opened the Ross's, I went out there.
How is the Ross right now? Every time I go here, early in the morning, it's already.
Yeah, dude. Parece que están regalando comida.
Or another Black Friday. Like,
well, more. It is pretty much Black Friday, bro, because everything is like 70%
clearing,
off.
So, yeah, everything is it's. You know, I bought a pair of shoes for $8.99, a pair of Nikes, bro. Who does that?
Wow.
You know? That wasn't my intention. It was just that Eddie said, so if you're going to go in there, bro, he's like, make sure it's worth it. He's like, go check out the shoes.
Yeah.
So I kind of did, you know?
Because I was like, at that point, fucking check everything, you know? Everything that you can actually get, because you're going to be in line for a while. I haven't gone. I haven't gone, but every time that I pass through any... Didi's or any Ross.
I went a little earlier.
Yeah.
Today.
The same?
It's Ramstack. You look in there and it's like going and looking at empty shelves.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody. For us big boys, like if you're a big boy and you're looking for clothes, bam, you pasan con
chingos.
I bought some stuff. My wife's like, hey, I got you this. Do you want this? Do you want that? I'm like, and how much are they? They're like, $1.75. I was like, all right, I'll take them.
Yeah. What was the average time spent online?
The average time when I was in Poway, I think I spent maybe at the most 15 minutes.
Yeah. What about the toys?
My wife said right here in Spring Valley that she spent roughly like a good 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But she showed me a video. It's ransacked, dude. It's like...
Did you go to the toy section?
I did. The only thing that was good and it was available and you know, it was considered. I was like, eh... I really don't need this shit, just like Eddie says. I love the kicks, by the way.
Thank you.
The two packs from
it was the Fortnite stuff
from Overwatch.
The
Overwatch two packs. There was three of them, $6.99. Not bad, but I was like, I don't really need it. So I was kind of feeling anxious that there was nothing there, so I wanted
to
get out.
So you wanted to get something?
Yeah. I was like, nah.
It almost seems like one of those nightmares where, you know, you wanted this, but you didn't, where you say, oh, man, I wish I could just go to Walmart, Target, and that. And they ended up giving it to you, man. And now I'm already fucking fed up with Walmart, Target.
Yeah, that's it. You get tired of it. And
yeah, because, I mean, that's what I used to do anyway. Like, whenever we go hunting, that's all we do. So it's just to Target to Walmart, maybe the Ross real quick.
And, yeah.
And that was it. I'd go home and, you know, rest or whatever.
So I had a question. When you guys go to Ross, what do you guys look? I know you look for specific things, and I know you look for. I know me and Eddie can pretty much.
For me, it just depends on the amount of time that I have. My priority.
You got 30 minutes on the go. Boom, go.
Obviously, first, go to the toys.
Yeah, that's me. First, the toys.
All right, bam.
First, the toys.
Get toys. What do you look for in there? Figs? You look for playsets?
Pretty much 6-inch figures, bro.
Hey, don't lie. Mainly. Whatever we can flip, right?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you know.
But usually, that's why I say 6-inch figures, you know, because that's what usually
That's Eddie's cup of tea.
You know what I like to see whenever, and it's very rare sometimes, but they do have some nice hobble cars, like the trailer sets. Like, damn, those are nice. And for like $6.
Which the pistas and all that.
Those are pretty cool. Those are something that I look
that's so you for. Look for Hot Wheels, mainly Hot Wheels.
If there's some.
And I was going to say, because they don't have like individual Hot Wheels. They don't have Easy Riders.
I think they have, but like,
they do have the place. They have Maisto, and that's what I pick up.
Yeah.
As far as diecasts, that's what I like to pick up.
So, but there's every once in a while you see a good figure, like $10, $7.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, those are the ones that I usually go for, like the eight, like, well, I guess it depends, from $3.99 to $12 or $11.99.
$11.99.
But I did see like some pop figures also, you know, coming up every once in a while on there.
They do have.
I've gotten some Chase ones too.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen chases
at Ross. But I guess it just depends on which one.
What area?
Well, usually they're not that great to the pops. They're not pops that are like super hard to find or anything. But if you find a chase, I mean, it's a chase.
Chase is a chase.
But after that, usually if I have time, I'll, as on my way to the shoes, I'll pass by the frames just to see if they got any
marble wall
art.
Yeah,
like, you know, like sometimes they have Nintendo frames and shit. So I'm like
Zelda.
Zelda.
Yeah, I've seen
the Link or stuff like that.
Some nice ones.
And then after that, I'll go to the men's section, and I look at the T-shirts. I see them in either shorts for soccer. And then, or t-shirts like jerseys for soccer, you know, because I flipped my best flip from fucking jerseys at Ross has been an LA Galaxy official jersey, and it was small.
Was it that SDS San Diego State player?
No,
you're talking about?
No, it was just an LA Galaxy. Just a no name. It didn't have a name or anything, but it was an official jersey, like the ones that the players used.
Dang. Oh wow!
So that shit was hella tight, bro. Even on me, it was a small. It was a size small. And at that time,
I said they can ride it any of the tube top.
Bro, it was super tight. I was like, fuck, I wouldn't be able to fit in this.
I don't know how Rukas do this.
And I was like, hell yeah. But
I got it
for $15, and I sold it for $115.
Nice. Not bad. Hey, it's $100.
It was an official $100 one, you know?
Profit.
Well, with the shipping and all that stuff, it was a little bit more, right?
I want to ask you guys.
And then after that, I'll hit up the men's shoes for soccer cleats, or like if I need a pair of shoes and I can find some good Nikes or some good Adidas, like some like athletic ones.
Yeah.
And then I'll if they're cheap enough, I'll buy them, you know.
Okay.
But that's usually if I have time. But usually if it's only toys, then I only go into the toys and that. Because before, that's what I used to do when I used to have time, you know, before my baby was born, or my daughter was born, which was like almost 4 years ago. That's been like super crazy. That's gone by super quick, like 4 years. But when I used to go to SDSU and I used to mob it on the fucking trolley to go to the stores to flip, like to look for stuff to
flip.
I would take the trolley and I would walk it, bro, on Grossmont. You know, from SDSU, I would catch the fucking.
That's
the,
you go on a mission,
line,
huh?
The green line all the way to Grossmont. I would get off on Grossmont. I would go up the fucking elevator or the stairs, walk to fucking Target. Then there was a Toys R Us, allá más para dentro.
Yeah.
So I would walk it to Walmart, because the Walmart was passing the Target in the mall. And then I would go through the shortcut to go to Toys R Us, and then next to Toys R Us, there was a Ross.
Damn, so you hit everything.
But it would take me like an hour, like, you know. But even then, I would just go super quick through the store and see if I could find anything. And then just go back because I had to take the trolley. You know, I didn't have a car, so I didn't have unlimited time to do shit. I also had to do homework and all this other bullshit. But it was fun doing all that stuff. Like, I don't miss riding the trolley, actually. I'm lying. I would lie if I say it. As fuck, dude. Sometimes it would take a long-ass fucking time to get home. Or, like, sometimes you would do 45 minutes, and sometimes you would do an hour and a half.
Bro. What would happen if you found, like, a lot of shit?
I would carry that shit, bro. I would have it on me. Sometimes I would have big-ass bags, bro. All the way from Grossmont Center all the way to my house in the hood and 3031 Lennon Avenue over there in fucking Stockton. Shit. Right here. There's an area by fucking, if you guys know Market Street, 32nd and Market Street.
Okay, yeah, I used to get
like near.
Yeah.
On 30th, actually. We lived on 30th. 30th and Island.
So okay.
I would mop it. It took me like 2 hours if I had to do that sometimes. But fuck, dude. At the same time, I appreciate that I went through that struggle because now that I have my car, you know, and my car is not like the best car in the world or anything. But fuck, do I appreciate the shit out of it.
Right. Like, yeah. At least you have something to move around in.
And it's reliable. You know, all I gotta do is.
Not only that, but you know, you have your wife's car.
Yeah.
And then you have your car. Simone. So that gives you that extra liberty of, it doesn't conflict in between. Oh, you know what? I'm taking the car.
Simone.
You know, you just go, hey, I'll be back.
Simone. And
what about you, Javier? You step into Ross.
30 minutes.
First thing, you step in. What do you aim for?
I go straight to the toys. I check it out. If I don't see anything, I don't go to the frames. I go to the shoes. Check out shoes. And I go through those aisles, and now that I've been doing like the hydro dip and stuff, I go through every size, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't just skip. I used to just look at my size, and you know.
No, you gotta look at the market.
And we big guys kind of have an advantage because Ross, they have
12-inch, 13-inch shoes,
$10 or like $20.
In Burlington, huh?
Yeah, in Burlington too.
Burlington,
but they
Burlington open. Right now, no.
They said they had called my son and said they were gonna start.
Oh, because he works there.
Yeah, but I guess they're gonna wait till. I guess it's on June 5th.
It's gonna be the same thing though, huh?
Like you said, the trash.
Yeah.
So when I go in there, I check out the shoes. If I don't have a lot of time, then I just make that round, go to the shoes, and then go to the men's jewelry. I like to look at the rings. I like to look at the bracelets. But just to look, and then boom, I'm out. If I have time, then I do go look at the shirts because I like the character T-shirts.
Yeah, and they have good prices. You know, a lot of for big boys.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff goes. I go to the clearance rack because I'm a big boy, dude. Yeah. You know, not everybody wears a triple X. So I just roll up in there.
Yeah, but if I have my wife, you know, I go over there and she goes to her shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I let her do her thing. I like to browse around the toy area. Sometimes, man, that toy area is trash.
Oh, man.
The holidays.
Haven't we all seen that?
The holidays.
Let alone Christmas, I know, dude. Let alone Christmas.
But it's fun to, like, what sometimes whenever I see you guys post stuff, like, Caesar, he's put stuff. Oh, I found this at the Ross. I like to go and see.
It gives you that incentive to let me go see what I'll find. Let me go see what's left.
Whenever all those Overwatch stuff came out, because my son, he's a big Overwatch fan, you know, man, I was going to almost every Ross
and Walmart
to go look for them, and I could never find them. So finally, I think they did like a restock, and I had found a bunch of them in different spots.
They're everywhere right now. Yeah. Even Walmart had them at $5 at one point.
The only one that didn't want to go down was GameStop.
Yeah.
They had them at $17.
Barely now. They just did the 3-pack and they sold out for $3.49. That's a fucking steal if you ask me. That's 5 figures for $3.
Were you able to pick one of those up?
No, not at all. You know what I wanted to? And I could have last night.
No.
I did pick up 2 Goldars. The two packs sold. I wasn't able to get a two pack.
Oh, okay.
But I was able to get the gold. I was able to get two Goldars, and as a matter of fact, I gotta pick them up. And a Blue Ranger, Blue Psycho Ranger, something like that. I don't know anything about Pyron. But he was $4.95. Like, you can't go back. You can't.
I got a Goku, bro. I got my own Goku.
Oh, did you? Nice.
I got today. I went to one of the GameStops just to see if I can pick up anything that they had there. But it was like so much to ask for that I just asked for him real quick. Do you guys have that fake pin? And he's like, oh yeah, we have it. And in my mind, I was thinking it was a little one like that.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it's this one. He went, like the way he did, he went like that. It was like this big.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn. I said, you know what? Give me whatever
you have. Ordered online, bro.
I got a few.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
But
you said he had more big pins, but he couldn't be coming back and forth.
Yeah, he said that he goes, make sure whatever you need, you know. Because, man, I was going to try to go from the top to the bottom, and it was like so much stuff.
How much everything was
and
priced.
If they had it there, and so just let me know if just click on it, and if it says available to that store, then that means we might have it.
So
it's a lot of work, though, like I said.
Yeah,
it is. Like I told him, like, the way that I do it at GameStop, every time they have a sale, if you're trying to get some more stuff, you know, and you're trying to figure it out. For me, the easiest way is you go through every single thing. I go through every single item, bro, and see which ones I like, and then I press it, and if you're doing that on a laptop, you just open up another tab, right click, open a new tab, and on your phone, you just gotta press and hold the image of the item, or I think it's the text where it says the description or whatever. And then I open up all the tabs, bro. And then at the end, I do the research. You know, I go back and I do.
Do you have this? Do you have that?
Yeah, because then if you open it, especially on mobile, if you open it, then you it takes you back
app
all the
for
way.
GameStop, I gotta say, fucking sucks.
It takes you back. It takes you back all the way to the top. So I'm like, fuck this shit, bro. Let me open up some tabs because I don't got fucking time for this motherfucker.
I'm gonna start doing that. I was having issues yesterday with that shit.
If
fuck.
If you guys have problems with that, I hope this helped you guys
delete
out.
Delete the app.
No, don't delete the app. Just do what you guys need to do. Open up the tabs. You know, that's the easiest way, in my opinion.
Especially on my son's iPod, or the iPod, on mine, it would only send me like two or three rows up. On his, every time, all the way up.
It does all the way to the top. So
usually it's all the way to the top.
So I kind of did what Eddie was doing. I would look down the whole line. And then I would go, all right, I'm going to add this. And I would write down what I was going to add to the cart.
No, like
I
said,
I kept going back,
open up the tabs.
scrolling back.
No, open up the tabs. Because it's slow, too, you know? It's pretty slow. It's glitchy, the website, everything.
Oh, yeah, you see that little
But you know what? The website does work better than the app.
If you're on the desktop or a laptop, it's probably faster. But
On my phone, okay. Dude. I love the Kevin Fishbeck was with me yesterday, and he was having issues finding the logo.
Okay.
So he was going crazy. He typed in what I typed in the Salia.
Oh really?
So finally he went into the Bane, and then the Bane popped up.
Okay.
And then when the Bane popped up, the logo was at the bottom. He's like, but I did that earlier. I don't understand. It's just the fucking website, dude.
Yeah.
No, but for me, when I go to Ross, the first thing is I walk in, I hit the jewelry section. Because I love watches, bro. So right away.
Have you guys ever bought any jewelry at Ross?
I there's a little trick. I don't know if, but I'll let you finish.
Okay. So I hit up the jewelry, usually. I'll scope it out. Then I'll turn around, see if they have tables with toys. If they don't have tables with toys, I head on over to Hats. So I pick up. I go to Hats.
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, I pick up lids, some Hats, especially for my size. They always have size 8 1¾, so I'm like, I'll pick up a few. Even if it's not even my team, I'll just still pick them up because they fit. And when I'm saying they fit, they're fitted caps. I love fitted caps. So after I look at the shoes, once I look at the shoes, I head to toys. Toys don't really not like. Oh, I gotta go. Unless I'm with my son. My son's like, come on, Daddy. He won't let me look, dude. I'm like, ah, but I hit that up. I'll go back to clothes, and I'll go back eventually to shoes. And sometimes I do check the cologne right away after the jewelry.
You know, unless I'm looking for a cologne specific for me, like for a birthday present.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like to look at the cologne there. I mean, they're good prices. Don't get me wrong. They got good deals, but I don't know. I don't go into Ross to look for cologne.
Yeah. No. I do because they carry an old one. They carry it's called Burberry London.
Oh.
And I can't find it at, like, if you go to Macy's, I used to buy it at Macy's, you can't find it. But I get it for the same price.
You used to wear Dracar?
Huh?
Dracar?
Dracar, oh my God. You're talking about 80s, bro. Oh, dude. I didn't use Dracar, but my Cuyao had that big ass bottle. I remember that. So I was like, what the fuck is Dracar?
Dracula? Some Polo, some Cool Water.
Yeah, Cool Water, some Giorgio Armani, Acqua di Gio.
Acqua di Gio. Yeah,
it's still good, you know. I still have a bottle of Acqua di Gio in there.
I don't really.
You guys remember the Anchor Blue?
Anchor Blue? Shit. La Tienda? Anchor Blue, it went out of business, huh?
Yeah.
It used to be in every single mall.
Yeah, exactly. So Anchor Blue, it started off as Miller Outpost. So Miller's Outpost carried jeans, they carried Anchor Blue. I go in there and I lost my train of thought.
What about Aspen? Did you ever wear Aspen?
You were saying about
Anchor colognes. Yeah, Aspen, colognes. No, that was my hippest stuff. Never wore Aspen, dude. I thought it was good. You know what deterred me from Aspen was the green bottle.
The
bottle, I was like, oh, that's what it looks like, brute.
Like Polo. Oh, yeah, brute.
Old people shit. Nah. See it that way.
Bro. I got a story about Brute, man. Like, when I was little, there was a guy on my street. His dad owned a little store. He made his own little shack, and he had his own little store. So every time I would go in there, I would see all these little cologne bottles, or, you know, they had the Brute there.
Hey.
And I was like, oh, I want to give me some. And but I didn't have enough money. And one time my grandfather, he was playing poker, and he's like, hey, here, go do something. Go buy you guys a pizza or something. And he had, like, frozen pizza over there. But instead of buying the pizza, I said, give me that cologne.
Give me that cologne.
And I got
Aspen?
I got the Brute.
The Brute. Let me get that Pepsi. Ahorita las voy a enamorar. No. I want to say my first cologne was the Anchor Blue cologne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when I was in middle school, you know, I gotta get something that smelled good. You know, I was like, I was at Miller Outpost. I picked it up. There's one thing about Miller Outpost that I like. I used to love going in there and smelling the leather.
Oh, yeah.
It always smelled like leather in there.
I don't remember that store, bro. Like, I only remember Anchor Blue because I used to shop there, like, everywhere.
So,
like,
the Miller Outpost, the one that I shopped at was in on Saturn, bro. You know where that Boll Weevil's at? Okay, do you know where the Home Depot and the Walmart on Saturn is, right? Right there in Imperial Beach? You get off on Palm.
Ah, Simon.
And then you see the Home Depot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There's a Boll Weevil in there, and Boll Weevil used to have video games. It was like a little video game arcade. So Boll Weevil, the arcade, and then Miller Outpost. Bro, I used to love hitting that up, going to some food at Boll Weevil. I'm running out of there, and then hit up the video games, and then go buy some clothes, and then head home. But
we used to go to Anchor Blue, the one on H Street, and the one on Plaza Bonita. That's the one we used to go to. That's where me and my brother, my mom would take us there to go back to school shopping for clothes and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, every time, I don't know, it was a thing, you know, when you go back to school, you had to get a new pair of clothes and shit, like two new pairs and some shit.
Get un cambio, bro. Yeah. At least a cambio. Yeah.
So me and my brother, we used to go to Anchor Blue. That was like our spot and shit, you know? Everywhere that my brother wanted to shop, that's where I fucking went and shit with him and shit, you know? And then after a while, like, when we got older, then we just started
shopping. They're no longer around, huh?
Nah, Anchor Blue? No.
Wow.
It's been a while, bro.
I know.
It's been a while.
And they were at every mall, like you said. They were at every freaking mall.
When all the digital stuff, when people started getting websites and all that, that's when some of the companies started disappearing.
Disappearing, huh?
Like Anchor Blue and stuff like that. And been crazy, bro.
What was your first bottle of cologne, Eddie, that you remember?
I don't even know, bro, to be honest. Like, I
was. Are you a big cologne guy?
Not really, to be honest. Like,
no?
Nah. Yeah. Like, I do wear it every once in a while. I put it on and stuff, but not so often. Like, before, I used to put it on more, but only because my lady used to give me, like, she used to give me, like, Adidas ones and stuff like that.
Okay.
I used to buy the Anchor Blue back
Anchor
in high
Blue.
School.
you know, it's funny, like, my beginning style, I used to go off a lot of guys that, because I used to hang around with a couple of guys that were, like, preppy.
Yeah.
Like, their parents had good jobs, so they would always buy them stuff. Like, I had a friend of mine that would always wear, like, guest watches. He would be the one that's always, he was up to date on the colognes.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, so... Like, whenever I first got my first good job, like, dude, I was killing the guest watch. Like every week, whenever I get paid, the first thing I would go do.
You collect something, guest watch?
And right now, I don't even know where the hell they're at. But
right?
No.
But, yeah, dude, I'd be like, I get my check, and I go to the mall, and I think it was a Sears or a JCPenney's that was there, but they would have a gang of watches, and I'm like, dude, I want that one.
Had some really, you know, if you walk into Ross, you'll still see some nice guest watches. I don't buy them anymore. Like, I did as a kid. But once I got older, I remember I had something that, and I've told that even numerous times. Or, like, people that love watches. Like, I remember I used to go and buy, like, guest ones. Or I would go and buy, like, I had a Giorgio Armani, and I thought it was super cool. And one guy told me, he's like, "Why are you buying guest watches, dude? Kenneth Cole's." And I'm like,
"Kenneth Cole used to be."
And I'm like, "Well, why not, dude? They're fucking nice, dude." And he's like, "Yeah, they're nice, whatever. But go to a pawn shop one day and try to pawn one, and come talk to me." But he put the little seed, you know. And I had a bunch of, like, different watches, so I went in there, dude, and the guy told me, look, I can buy them, but I mean, we don't really pay a lot for them. I go, well, I was thinking, oh, well, he's gonna give me like $20 a piece or something, you know. I was like, how much? No, I could give you five on each one. I was like,
God.
I was like, oh, hell no, dude, I'm gonna go to the swap meet.
Yeah.
Went home, and I was, it kind of bugged me. I saw my boy, and I was like, hey, why'd you tell me that? He's like, you go to the pawn shop. And I was like, yeah, I did. Now I know why. He's like, all right, next time you want to buy a good watch, buy yourself a timepiece. Don't buy yourself any marcas or... Si te vas a comprar un buen reloj, you're going to buy a good watch, get something like a Belova, something that's made by a watch company. Why? Because clothing companies don't hold their value. I was like, oh... Ever since that.
I think one of the first good ones I got a Movado one time.
Yeah, I have a few. I have like three.
And then
Movado's actually.
Check this out. The first time I ever went to Tijuana, my brother-in-law took me to this spot, and he bought me a Tag Heuer, right?
Yeah.
I think he paid like $30, something like that. But if you know anything about Tag Heuer is a really expensive watch. And so to get it for $40, but what it is
it was an off brand.
Huh?
It was an off.
Yeah, it was a okay. Tijuana.
Yeah.
Like, it's like buying the Oakley's in Tijuana. You know what I mean? So we leave from here from California. We go back to Texas, and I'm trying to get an apartment. I don't have that much money, and so I think me faltaba como $300, something like that. And I had taken everything that I had, and I put the watch down. I said, here. I don't even know how much they were going to give me. But when they saw the watch, it was a young guy. An older guy. He goes, I'll be right back. And he talked to the younger guy. And they both were like in the back. And I was like.
It was that good, huh?
And so he came up to me and goes, all right. For this stuff, I'll give you $175. I'll give you $100 just for the watch. And I was like, oh shit, I came up from 40 to 100. You know what?
You're all sold.
Yeah. Take it, you know?
And I told
my wife, hey, let's go get the money. Let's get the money, let's get the hell out of here. But yeah, you know, but it was because of the watch. The watch is, it's not steel, right? It's not steel, it's a... I forgot what kind of metal it was.
You don't think they noticed that there was a fake?
Yeah, no, they didn't notice, but
it's a
good replica.
Yeah, Mexico don't fuck around, no, bro.
I know they got.
Or los,
you want to talk about
the chinitos, man? With China, bro, they got some fucking nice knockoffs, bro.
You want to talk about organized crime down in Mexico? Shit.
Yeah.
They got some organized
I've got some good looking Okies también that look almost exactly like
this. Yeah, yeah. And it's just little detail and
small details. That's
all it is, dude, you know?
I was watching a Pawn Star show one time, episode, where they were talking about the fake Rolexes.
Yeah.
Like, but the way they look, they're spot on, but when you open it.
Oh, exactly. And that's what I wanted to talk about.
They're plastic pieces. The fake ones are plastic and
they're plastic and Rolex. And sometimes the machine might be good. It might be a Japanese machine.
Yeah.
You know, inside. But a lot of these watches are actually assembled by piece types.
Yeah, okay. And so that's how they told that it was a fake because of the plastic.
By opening it.
Yeah.
Damn. But a lot of people don't want to open it, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people, they'll see Rolex and like, all right, well, you know, what's up? And,
yeah.
But, right. You know, you got to tell, like, Rolex if there's, like, a, if there's like a homeless a car, guy, though, you know, trying to sell you, you know it's going to be.
You got to have a certificate. It's got to match the watch, you know. They're like cars, bro. Yeah, like carros, bro. You buy one.
But if you go, like, to Tijuana and, like, let's say a Movado watch, you'll pay $300 on this side. You pay like $40, but they're good, you know, good knockoff. Yeah.
You know where those watches come from?
I'm not advertising.
You know. No, but do you know where those watches come from? They come from L.A.
No.
I remember I walked in, and this was, I wound up there with my sister.
No.
And I had gone, this was before me and you went to the toy district. So I had gone with her, and I didn't go to buy toys. I went to just go look around. I was bored, and I was working at AutoZone. And we walked into this little warehouse. It was a little freaking hole.
Yeah.
Walk in there, and then he's all, you like watches? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And this guy had in the back, he had boxes of like Rolex, Tag Heuer, but they were all knockoffs.
Yeah.
He's like, you could buy these, you know, you could sell them in Mexico. And I'm like, I was like, I got a lot of Mexican custard. I was like, oh, this is where this shit comes from.
Right.
I was like, okay. But yeah, no, he's like, whatever you need, man, you let me know, and we order it, and we'll have it ready, and I'm like, wow. Never really get into that, but...
Titanium, that's what those...
Okay.
Are they made out of titanium, though, the fake ones, too?
No, well...
You're not sure?
Not anymore. Some of them were back then. Ahorita ya el knockoff... Ya no, y ahorita el knockoff se te hace color blonde. color copper, bro. Te empieza a manchar, bro.
Now, but like, you know, it's funny that you know, you gain this knowledge of different stuff, like, like even the purses, even the fake purses.
For example, go ahead. I don't know if you guys remember back in the days, the guys that would show up, y te trataban de vender una. I don't know if this ever happened to you. It happened to be at Toys R Us, bro. And I was just a kid, bro. But one of these guys rolled up and he's like, hey, man, check this out. I got these Italian leather jackets. And he brought them out, bro. And they smell like leather, dude. I saw like that. Oh, I got a Versace one. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, that shit don't fit, but I can flip it. And I know who to flip it to. So I was like, all right, well, what are you asking for? And they took me, bro. They took me for, like, I think 119.
That's all I had when he
gave me the two jackets. So I went back home and I told my boy, I was like, hey, dude, check this out. And he goes, fuck, man. They'll tell me it was a white man. I was like, yeah, you know these guys or what? He's like, oh, dude. Do you know about these or know any?
No.
No? Oh, okay, so back in the 90s and the 80s, people would show up in vans, bro. And they would try to either sell you a home stereo or te vendían chamarras, bro.
Sometimes even gold. You
this was
back,
here.
Like,
this was, where, yeah, bro? Or gold, bro. Yeah.
Dude,
check this out, dude.
I was a kid in the 90s, but I don't remember that shit happening.
Yeah, got one, bro. Check this out, dude. You see this stereo system? Dude, we our company told us to install, but we have an extra one. They gave us an extra one for free. These things, and they show you, bro. They'll show you, these things are worth like $1,700. And they show you what they're worth, bro. And you're like, what? how much would you give me for it? And I was like, you're like, oh, fucking, you see the $1,700 price? And you're like, well, I got $200, or you could say it, they'll take it, bro, but that's just not worth nothing, bro. So, cosas, o sea...
They didn't end up working and stuff, or...
It works, but on escalidad, bro. Like, yeah. I've seen videos where the guys break the speakers apart, y tienen piedras adentro just to give it some weight to the speaker. They'll glue, like, agarra, what is it, silicone?
So and they'll put silicone on it. A lot of people would do that shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I remember I got taken and he told me, like,
nah, I got taken one time with a guy. He went to, because my dad had a restaurant, and he walked in there, and he had all this gold. Like, and I, man, being a teenager, he never had gold, and, you know, he had a big old sheet or a big old, like, a.
Yeah, you never got hit up at the trolley station?
Yeah, dude? And he would had all never, these necklaces. Bro. And I had a bunch of friends of mine that already had their gold necklaces, and I was like, oh, man. He goes, you know what? I sell this for this one. I sell this one. I'll give you the whole set for, like, $200 or $150 and tell your dad to make me something, a hamburger or something like that. And I was like, $150, that's not bad. That's, like, for one necklace, and I'm getting, like, three sets and a bracelet and everything. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it, you know. And it was like my dad was getting paid for my dad.
Dad, fix him two burgers.
Se volvía verde, that you'll turn green by the time he leaves. Like, dude, it was...
Damn.
But, you know, that's just the part of growing up.
Yeah.
You know, well, that shit doesn't really happen anymore, bro. I can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, no, it does, bro. Yeah. You'd be surprised. I've seen, it does happen.
Especially
bro.
Around the trolley.
It's just now it's the digital age, bro.
Yeah, you guys, wants to buy.
We got taken like that. You guys get taken differently. Primerica, I think, is one of those things that, you know, they see young guys. Come on, guys, we'll make you rich. Come on through.
There used to be a guy.
You get there, you pay, and you don't pass nada, bro.
You ever remember? I don't know if it was down here, but on TV they used to. Santo Gold.
What is it?
Santo Gold. It was almost the same thing. It was like a fake gold. Like, they would make all these chains and everything. And it's like if you want to sell, also, he'll give you the deal to sell.
This was on TV?
That was on TV.
Good
commercial. Damn. Look it up.
Did
Santo
it become,
Gold.
Did it become
it was
a
in the,
scam?
Like in the 90s.
Did it become a scam? Or was
it
scam?
It was a big scam because, like, it was all fake jewelry, but, you know, he was selling it, like, you know, to people, you know, discount prices and things like that. And yeah, man. It was.
Damn. That's freaking crazy.
But, like, I was saying about the fake purses and stuff like that. A lot of the times, whenever you see these people that have like Louis Vuitton purses, to a regular person who doesn't like
who doesn't know
that,
anything,
people that
work hard for their money, can't afford
say,
to
look,
like
I have a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
but if you see like sometimes on the front of it, especially, you know how it says LV and all this stuff. If you see where the crease is and the LV is like getting covered up by a crease or something like that, that's right off the bat saying because the company they don't want to cover up.
Not
their
only
logo.
That, but on like purses, bro,
the insides too.
The insides, the stitching, bro. The
stitching.
Oh, somebody that knows bags and shit will look at it. Oh, just like the sneaker heads, bro.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to have that stitching right there. It's a lot cleaner on the original. Or, oh, you know what? On the swoosh, it's supposed to be a holographic, not metallic.
Yeah.
It is little details that these people pay attention to.
I don't fuck with nothing, bro. So I don't fuck with gold. I don't
Did
fuck
you
with
see that
ads,
one on the jewelry? Where some guy tried to
what was it? The Jordans, right?
Yeah. And
Chumley told them,
He said, if you... I don't know, it was like a holographic
It was a Jordan. I don't know what Jordan it was. But it was say, for example, the white part on Javier's shoe had to be holographic, but it was more of a metallic look.
Yeah, and if you took a picture, you can tell more.
You can tell. You know how when you...
If it only...
You can tell it would look like rainbowy.
Yeah.
And then in the real shoe, the real shoe would look rainbow. On the fake shoe, it would look just solid,
metallic.
Flat, metallic.
Okay. Yeah.
I see.
And
it's that little stuff.
Like, these are fake. Sorry, man.
They gypped you, you know. And you know, I have friends that, you know, for a while that's what they did. You know, they'd go to LA, they buy purses, bro, and you know, and sell on swap meets. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that was the thing, and there was no way like there was nothing there. People couldn't really burn you out or anything, you know, because
It just messed up when somebody actually really feels or thinks that they have something for real. And they're like, oh, what are you talking about? This is real? Like,
it's real. All right.
There's a lot of stories about, like, shit like that. Like, there's one particularly that my students at the school, when it was open, they would have to read for one of the English class. I think it was called... Fuck, I don't even remember, to be honest, what the short story was called, but basically it was about a woman who had a freaking necklace. Yeah. I think it's called The Necklace, actually. And she was fucking, like, a middle-aged lady, and then she wanted to be high class, so she bought this $5,000 or something like that necklace. And she ended up having to pay, like... She was paying it off, but it was building interest because they couldn't afford it, you know? So at the end of the story, it turns out that she became old and she figured out, not till she was old, that the necklace was fucking fake, bro.
She spent her whole life.
Yeah, she spent her whole life trying to pay off that fucking necklace. And to figure out that it was fucking fake.
They were like, yeah.
She lost, like, the relationship with her husband wasn't that great because... You know, she was had to work hard and, like, do all this other shit and to be able to pay off and show off to society and shit, you know, to her friends. That's the main reason. Well, I don't think that's the main reason why I never was interested in none of that stuff. First, my family couldn't afford it. And then secondly, like, I guess it just, I never really, like, the watches, they would bother me.
No.
You know, they would bother me, like, when my sweat or something, I couldn't handle it. Then the chains, I was just never used to wearing chains or anything.
Me quedé gordo que me jalaban los pelos.
So I'm like, fuck
that's
this.
That's why I don't wear chains.
Rings, like, nothing, you know? Like, I'm happy that I don't have to deal with none of that because I don't have to.
My dad popped me. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad popped me this thick ass chain like that. But it was those chains, Javier, that were flat.
Oh, yeah.
So, esa madre, los vellitos, la. They would pull my hair, bro, or the back of my hair,
my father-in-law, my stepdad, I'm sorry, sorry to my father-in-law, my stepdad, me growing up, he was a dealer,
okay.
And he already passed away, so, you know, but when I always see him, I would always see him with rings. That's where my fascination with rings. Yeah. I love.
And you know, I wanted. You know how you were talking about, you didn't see any interest. The way we grew up was we saw that.
Yeah.
You know,
must have been
like
an influence or something big. And
you were like,
childhood.
Fuck. You know, because what did we do? We looked up to the older OGs.
The OGs. Yeah.
That's what we did. You know. The OG showed us the game, so we're like,
the thing
right.
With gold too, like, or like jewelry, like, or necklaces. I don't wear a lot. Because right now, at my age, like, I'm in father.
Yeah.
But just to feel the coldness of the jewelry, of the gold.
The jewelry feels good.
Or the coldness of the ring going on your finger. But it's Ben says, you know, it's the OGs, you know. That
I'm talking about the classic OG.
The
oro era oro, and you know, it was more of a classic look.
So
there's pimps. Yeah, it was more of that pimp.
Okay.
That pimp. Not even pimp. That more of a.
I see what you're saying. I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like a, what do you call it?
Pachuco.
Like a pachuco style, more of a. Yeah. Pachuco style, or more of a GQ
where it was
style.
Something that was an accessory, something that you used to make yourself look better.
Look a little bit better.
A little show off, maybe a little bit too, but not that much, you know?
Yeah, because he used to have a, like, all nugget ring.
Yeah, that was a thing.
And also
the
nugget bracelet.
Yeah. Nugget bracelets, that was...
There was nothing about, like, all diamonds and nothing. No, it was either, like, all nuggets or that flat gold. Or the rope chain, también.
The rope chain was very popular at one point. The anclas. Anclas were very popular back in the day, bro. I had, like, two.
The anchor with the
Jesus. With the Jesus. Best believe. I had two of those motherfuckers. and you know, it's like you said, you know, once you start getting a hold of a little bit of money and you work on your own and you make your own money and you can buy yourself that stuff, you know, you do it. Like I did it. I ain't gonna lie. I've had my chain. There's like there's like pictures of my family that I don't show on Facebook. But I'm like, really, what the hell was I thinking? What the?
I think for me it was more being able to buy shoes and clothes. And soccer, like soccer shoes, regular shoes, and clothes. That was like the things that I would
pick up. I kid you not, I was looking at a picture, bro, maybe from like 2001. And I'm sitting there, bro, and I'm wearing like a nice polo shirt. And I have a big ass a rope. It's the rope chain with the big ass fucking ancla. When I mean ancla, it's the anchor on the boat. It's Jesus Christ crucified onto the anchor. And I'm sitting there, and then on top of that, I'm wearing like a peacoat. But that pea coat had like a fur, kind of like old, like the World War II Navy coats.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember those. They were a bit like furry. A
green or brown?
Yeah, but mine was all black. It was just black, and then my friends used to call it the Biggie coat.
Yeah.
Because it was like more like a Biggie style. So I had the Biggie coat, I'm wearing some freaking slacks, and then I'm wearing some, I think they were green slacks. And I was wearing some
Cortezes?
Huh?
Some Cortez?
Okay. No, not even Cortezes, bro. I was wearing dress shoes, bro. They were
really?
Old school. No, carnal. Old school. Dude. What's that freaking brand? Stacy Adams.
Oh, some Stacy.
Some Stacy Adams, and I'm like, I go, que chingados, stop pensando, dije, what?
Well, that was what was popular probably back then, you know, like.
Yo me sentía la gran mierda, I was like, oh, no mames.
When I was little, like, everything was baggy, you know?
Yeah, and see, that's your era,
and
yeah.
And then after that, little by little, like, it started changing, you know? Then skinny, or the ripped jeans with belt bottoms.
So I think what me and Javier went through was the Narco Junior era, huh? The Narco Junior era, and then the Cholo Suit Suiter in the beginning. Because everybody that was either a gangster when we were kids eventually got into the drug game. And they left the drug game alone to become what it is now, the Narco Juniors. It's different.
Then after that, then it was like Aeropostale and then the Abercrombie.
I lost after. I got lost after that.
All that stuff, you know?
See,
right now,
first of all,
whatever
American Eagle and Abercrombie don't make fucking clothes for fat people. My ass ain't shopping.
And skinny jeans for us don't work.
Yeah.
I had a friend, dude.
There wasn't that many skinny jeans in the beginning, you know?
I had a friend, he was a little orlito, bro. And I don't think he listens to my podcast. He's a friend on Facebook. But he always used, and he's from TJ, so keep in mind, the extra tight clothes.
Everybody.
You know, the little fresita look. Yeah. So one day he came into the store, dude, and he was wearing an American Eagle shirt, and he had the big-ass eagle right here. And my boy Micha, saludos to Micha, he's true. He's bien cagapalos, bro. I say, wait, and he looks at you and, fuck, he'll find something. You may be Mr. Perfect Pretty Boy, but he'll find something on you. So he looks at him and he goes, hey, what's up with that big ass fucking turkey on your tit? And everybody turned around. And the shirt was kind of fucking tight, bro. It was really tight.
So it looked like a turkey instead of an eagle.
It looked like a turkey, but it looked like a turkey. So that fucking turkey goes, and we started laughing, bro. He's all, loosen it up, bro. You want to fucking breathe. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Buena pinche carrilla,
man. It's crazy how, like, fashion changes to the time, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's crazy.
But it all comes back.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah. Everybody, especially, like, the styles that were, you know, in the 90s, you know, like when we were growing up.
They're coming
everybody
back.
Well, yeah, everybody wants to start doing it again.
Cortez are coming out again, and they were banned from school. Now they're back in school.
Did you ever do Chuck Davis?
Yeah, of course. Chuck.
Some Chuck. Or no, Ben Davis.
Ben Davis. There we go.
Chuck Davis is the
Ben Davis. No, Ben Davis. I never liked the shirts.
Yeah.
Never liked the shirts. I did like the pants.
I used to
use them to skate, actually, yeah. And I they were fantastic. They lasted forever.
Yeah.
The only thing I hated was that after a few washes, se hacían negros.
They were Ben Davis. They were like Dickies.
They were like Dickies, bro. Yeah, you ever see the gray shirts with the stripe down? They were like gray shirts with black. And then they had a monkey in red right here, like a gorilla. A gorilla.
I don't know. I know what Dickies. I remember Dickies.
You've seen them in the movie. Have you ever seen... Look, have you ever seen Mi Vida Loca? You've seen a Bette Davis, bro. Have you ever seen the cover of Mi Vida Loca?
I've probably seen it then.
Yeah. But yeah, because the style was like
the Sagra always had that
shorts
shirt.
Were like pretty big, and the pant legs was.
Did you have high socks or no?
High socks, nah. I always mid whatever.
Pero si había gente, you know, que estaban hasta acá, you know.
Yeah.
The white socks all the way to the
top. Yeah, no, I couldn't with do the white socks. I felt this wasn't my style.
Oh, man. The shorts and the white socks and the chocolates.
Nah, I would mix it up a little bit. There's some baggy jeans, some Pumas, some shell toe Adidas, more of the early 2000 looks, but nah, I just couldn't do the socks all the way to the top.
You know, when I moved over here to California, and because I used to wear boots in Texas, you know, but
cowboy boots,
but just regular, just the regular, you know, leather, no style.
No point in style. I know what you're talking about. The ones that they use at the ranchos.
Either brown or black brown. or whatever. It was only until I started coming over here when I started seeing people with like
those pointy boots.
Styles like the crocodile.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
They don't have it in Texas.
They do, but
they're not popular.
Not really that popular. Yeah, it was slowly getting over there. Like. You know, a lot of
that's a more Mexican thing. Did you guys do
the cinta piteados and all that?
No,
that was a big thing down here. I don't know if you know what that is, Eddie.
What is that?
So have you ever seen on the old school cowboys they're like orange belts, but they're leather. They're just leather, and then with like white lines with like white rope, they engrave the whole belt.
So I remember the big fat ones, the big ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
They sold them at the swap meets and shit. You could change the belt buckle. It was like horses and sometimes they had soccer teams.
I had gone to you know, keep in mind I had never dressed in cowboy boots. You know, I always grew up in the hood, so my mom, after so many years of not seeing her family on her side, she found out where they relocated. So they were in Durango.
Oh,
okay. So we went to Durango, you know, we're over there in the ranch and all my primos and everybody's wearing cowboy boots. And I show up and I'm wearing some Pumas with some fat laces, not even tied. Like, you know, I even at the time had like a little socks, it would stick up.
Everybody would say, te pisó un pinche camello, okay, you know? Yeah. But like a fucking
horse. I would just have like a typical long white tee or something. So I showed up being city slicker and I'm like looking at her like, primo! And I'm like, okay, primo, like, all right, what's going on? Hey. But no, they're like, oh man, why are you like wearing that big bag? He's like, I can take you shopping. Come on. And they took me shopping, bro. They bought me some jeans, they bought me some botas. I came out and then my tío looks at me. He's all, ahora sí parece de rancho. Vámonos. I showed up. And Eddie Tenno looks at me. Pinche gato gordo con botas. I was like, oh, fuck you, motherfucker.
How old was he?
Tenno must have been like a good 8 years old.
Oh, damn.
Está morrito Tenno, so. Yeah, man. I remember I came home and I remember we were going out to TJ and I was like, should I go cowboy out? And we were going to Rodeo. Rodeo at the time was, you know, you remember Rodeo?
I'd never been there, but I always heard about it.
And Rodeo, so we're going to Rodeo and shit. So I was like, ah, my sister. My sister's like, yeah, where are your boots? I was like, all right, I went all in black and boots. And I showed up, dude, and all my friends were like,
like, making scratches.
Like, what the? never did again that I wear the cowboy boots. Dude. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Even when I was in the military, even when I went to Hawaii on the beach, I was wearing my boots.
Oh, did they?
regular. Well, they call, I think that's typical.
You know, a lot of the Texas style guys that I've seen wear the brown boots, like you said, the work boots, the jeans, la camisa y la tejana, and they go to the beach like that.
It was like over here, the one boot that I always wanted to get first, it was, I don't know if you ever heard of the Mantaraya or Stingray.
Oh, yeah, Stingray, yeah.
Dude, those are freaking so expensive on this side. They're like from $6 to $1,000.
God damn.
The cowboy boots, right? So my wife, we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. She took me to, what's that, Plaza Rio?
I think Plaza Zapato. Plaza
Rio, right?
Plaza like Rio. Right okay, Plaza
in,
Rio.
In Tijuana.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm going to show you a spot where they sell those kinds of boots.
Plaza Rio, yeah.
And so I went in there, and right away I saw them because you can tell the way they are. They look kind of like this, like a shiny, but right in the middle there's like a little spot, like a white spot. There's another style too that's even better. I love it because the little white spot, but it goes all the way up and down right here. It's a black, but well, anyway, so I asked him, I said, how much are those? And he said, 150. I was like, 150 compared to like over there? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? If you have my size, I'll take them. And yeah, that was my first pair here. That I got it.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And then after that, I got some ostrich skin.
What does avestruz?
I got eel skin. I got like a crocodile.
Okay. Caiman.
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 Damn. You went all out, huh? Exotic animals and everything.
I was getting, man. And everything I was getting over there.
That's a big thing in Texas, huh? Like people,
and dude,
like,
look, check this out. I had an uncle of mine that when I would go visit, like, I would see his shoes. And he started getting into, you know, animal skin boots. You know? Like, I always saw his boots. And he would get regular ones, but nice ones, like Tony Lama's and, you know,
Tony Lama.
I remember one time I think he had like a crocodile kind too, and I was like, oh, I like your boots, where'd you get them? And he was like, well over there at the tienda, whatever, like he didn't give a shit about like answering my question. And so when I bought those crocodiles, the caiman, it was like a brown with like the nose or
the nose,
right up in here. They were nice.
The
like
back of it's either sometimes the back of the hide of the croc, where it has the bumps, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're like right in there, and it was a nice, like a nice brown, like a tannish brown,
like and, a mocha.
Like
you know what? You know what I'm thinking when you're describing that boot. You know what it reminds me of? The outfit that Chris Tucker wore in, it's that mocha color.
Yeah, and so one day we go and visit over there in Texas, and he sees my boots right away. Hey, nice boots, where'd you get them? I did the same thing.
I was like, I ain't got any like after how many years?
Yeah, like, I would try to impress him. I would tell you a different kind of food, and the only ones that he ever told me about
were those the crocodile.
Yeah.
And it feels good, you know, when you get the attention of somebody you've been like,
yeah,
like, you know, you kind of like pick their style, you're like, oh, you know, I like it, but then they look at yours and they're like, oh shit, it feels good.
But yeah, it was like, but you know, with diabetes and stuff like that, the way our feet are, like I can't work, it kills me, like everything. I want to, you know, wear, because like even like the ostrich ones, like they're yellow, but with a blue jean, it looks nice.
Se ven bien. Yeah.
Like if you wear a blue jean with those yellow ones.
There's
like,
nothing that you can do about that, like wearing the boots.
I mean, I can probably still wear them, but
it'll hurt. Callo, te va a hacer un bruise.
Yep, man.
You can't risk that shit anyway with those.
I just leave that era for what it was.
To remember it.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exotic animals though in Texas. Not that you, when you were there, was that something big where they're like
people? Like I said, like all that stuff was barely getting into. Like I don't know.
But did people own like a lot of animals, like just different type of? Because I know like right now, I don't know if you guys knew, but They have the, I think Texas has like the biggest population of tigers in the entire world. Like there's more tigers in Texas than there are anywhere in the world, even including
really in Africa?
Even in Africa, bro.
Oh, damn.
And they're pets, bro.
Yeah.
From people that export those fucking tigers to their house and they have them as pets in their house.
It's La Feria. They have a lot of oil.
And they can own, they don't have no limits on what they can own or like none. Like they can bring whatever animal they want and have it as a pet, bro.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that's why I'm asking. I don't know if that was popular back in the day or.
Like it was probably
yeah.
growing.
Yeah, it was growing. Yeah.
It was growing. It was, or if it was, it was kept on the hush, on the low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one shoe that, and it's banned. You can't even, not shoe, but boot, the turtle.
The kawama. The kawama, yeah, because they're an endangered species.
Yeah. But they had made some boots, and those are freaking, it's like $5,000 enough.
$5,000 enough, it's like encuentras, bro.
Yeah. But crazy. If you try to cross them, I remember one time I heard a story about a guy, he had some on, and he was crossing, and the guy saw him. The oficial or whatever.
The customs.
And he took him away from him. He was wearing them. He had to go across the border barefooted.
Barefooted.
They took it away from
That's crazy. Mm. But I guess on that note.
I was shit. Let me go back to TJ, go back to Canada, buy some $10 shoes and cross back.
Right? God damn.
I'll smuggle these motherfuckers later somewhere down the line.
You guys want to add anything else before we close this podcast up?
Yeah, it was a good talk, man. Good talk. I mean, yeah. we went back and forth different things, but if you guys remember your style, yeah, make a comment on the bottom.
Or if you guys want to let us know about what stuff you guys have picked up recently, or what you guys do on your routes when you guys go hunting at Ross. If you guys want to share those stories, go ahead.
Do you have any boots that you want to share?
Cowboy boots?
Let us know.
Or you have a turkey shirt.
If you own a turkey shirt.
If you own a turkey shirt.
All right, man. Well, it was great talking with you guys, and I can't wait to do the next one. I think we're going to try to get a guest for the next one. We'll see if we can work somebody in or if somebody has time. But apart from that, thank you guys for listening again. Peace out.
Peace.